Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him.
To
seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host, DJ Smell from Good, the international
call. This is Tasha. Interface complete.
Getting out to it already, already. You know what I mean? Let's Learn a Language Tuesday is going down real big right here live on Wrecking the Game.
Let's get one thing straight, actor. I don't trust you. And if you betray us, I'll rip your fucking balls off and stuff them up your ass so that the next time you shit, you'll shit all over your ball. Got it?
Yeah. Just a little public service announcement. This is Let's Learn a Language Tuesday, man, and I still ain't got my goddamn Spanish music up. But I got some Spanish beats before we get into the language learning, and that's what we do each and every Tuesday right here live on the Wrecking the Game radio show. You know what I'm saying? We do what we do. We teach it, you know what I'm saying? We preach it, you know what I'm saying? We try to reach some shit, you know what I'm saying, in the back of your mind. Because reading is fundamental and learning is just as motherfucking fundamental too. You know what I'm saying? So yesterday we had a good show, My Health, Your Health Monday, where we covered stress, a lot of leading causes and all that good shit. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people out there stressing people's out for no reason. You know, making stuff up here, making stuff up there. You know what I'm saying? Just bringing stress to the world. Your government stressing you. Everybody's stressing you. And you know, the bottom line, I say, smoke some motherfucking weed. If you ain't smoking no weed like Cat Williams say, I don't know what the fuck you is doing. You know what I'm saying? Try weed first. And if that shit don't work, then goddamn it, I don't know what the hell to tell you. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Shouts out to, matter of fact, let me go on and see what the fuck is on today's special. How about that? How about we do that? All right, we're going to www.bid66.com. Home of Easy Rider, yeah, where you got an online bidding and auction site. You know what I'm saying? We got PlayStation 3s. We got Tan Sling Swing Sets. We got Nintendo DSs. We got fucking Ace Aspires. We got fucking camcorders. We got vacuum cleaners, pressure washers, fucking everything on this motherfucker. Hell, we even got goddamn gift cards on this son of a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Fucking right. We got a Sony mini DV handy camcorder, which is bid is retail price is $249.99. The bid is at 30 cents right now. So that's telling y'all, man. All bids cost 50 cents. You know what I'm saying? Minimum bids, I believe, is 50 cents. But you can get some cheap ass shit off here, man. And depending on the item you're looking for, because some items got a lot of bidders to it. Some items don't. You know what I'm saying? And let me see. The highest thing I've seen so far is this PlayStation 3, which is up to $18. Chat room is open from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. You come on in and join. Join now and receive 5 free plays. Customer service can be reached at 1-800-692-0466. That's www.bid66.com, man. Go and sign your punk ass up. And get some cheap shit. You know what I'm saying? My dog got a reward store, testimonies, frequently asked questions. You know what I'm saying? He got winners. You know what I'm saying? If y'all don't believe it, go in and check out the list of winners. You know what I'm saying? There's actually, won auctions and stuff off of the site. And, they got a $75 Walmart Sam's gift card. I think I'm going to have to bet on that. You know what I'm saying? $1.42, hell. I'll pay $10 for that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? For $75? Shit. Got a goddamn DVD player on here for $4.64 right now. Shit. I put $6 on it. You know what I'm saying? This is a low balling bid right here. You know what I'm saying? You can get you a Panasonic DeX 6.0 cordless phone system right now. It's only going for 13 goddamn cents. Go on that bitch and put a buck up. You know what I'm saying? It's better buck. Goddamn it, and see if a bitch go over that. But, yeah, hot website right there, www.bid66.com. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Easy Rider doing a real bid. That's how we do. And representing for all the people around the world. And I thought you knew. You know what I'm saying? Doing a real bid. We got Espanola. We're going to be getting into and just El Segundo. You know what I'm saying? It's going down, provided to you a part by www.byki.com. That's byki.com. Before you know it. And that's your free language learning program that you definitely need to get up on. You know what I'm saying? So, for all my alcoholics out there, man, I got to roll up my herbs. You know what I'm saying? My herbals. While y'all out there trying to drink and drive. But don't forget, I'm going out there and getting no motherfucking Dewey. My ankle boy, my own whack a fool. I'm going to let y'all know what that is. Hey, yo! Learning Language Tuesday right here live. On the Starship Smelly Fries. 347-237-5125. Holla!
Yes, I would like to talk to the president of Atlanta.
Who?
The president of y'all town.
The president?
Of like your town is Miss
Atlanta.
Oh,
the mayor?
Yeah, I'm having problems with, you know, is this like the colored people coming into town this week?
Yes.
Hey, you know, I want to do something, you know, where I can stop all of this right here. I'm not going to be able to transport my hogs or whatever. I'm trying to get some of my hogs sold. And the colored's going to have all the streets blocked off.
Okay. Would you like the traffic number?
No, I don't want to try. I want to talk to the president of Atlanta.
Okay.
Pardon me?
Huh?
Because, you know, I don't, you know, some of I got a best friend that's black. You know, I'm not racist or nothing like that. But the colored's, you know, they're like, you know, taking over for the whole couple of days or whatever. And I can't get none of my hoes and stuff taken care of. What are you going to do? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Aren't the college coming to town this week, like the little young kids?
Yeah, the college students are.
Right. I don't want, like, none of these freaking college coming to town. I want to get it stopped because it's not fair. When white people come to town, you know, we don't do all that crap.
Just to
what?
See what?
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Now we can do it all day till the sun goes down. Baby, why you frowning? Put on a smile. Let me see the peak like you posted for Colgate. You looking hella sexy when your hair is so straight. The way you put it on me, no girl does. Give it a shot like you wanna. Bottle of Patron and a couple of bloods. Hop in the wind, then we hit the club. Fresh to death, all day it's a bud. San Jose living, got your boy clean cut. I like the way the top of bottles hug your butt. When you moving up and down, girl, that's what's up. Tell me what you want, I'll tell you what I need. I'm down to please you, and he's down to please me. Freaky things, anything. The club's out of two, you should come home with me.
Come home with me.
Watch me get tipsy. Up at the club, doing what I can. I'm just an average thug, trying to fuck this beautiful thing. Nice big kiss with a nice little slang.
I'm from the evil side.
Yeah, from the hood. Knowing how I do it, it's all good. Going out to the charge to get a number. Then I say, why don't you come over? Get up in the sheets with me. The big ball coming around the town. Yeah, she's singing my song. As she walks in my hood, straight to the room. Yeah, you know what's up.
So hot, I read you like a book just to get to your plot. Now don't take this long, just some words in a song. But I really just wanna hit it all night long.
All night long?
Yeah, all night long. Girl, drop that song, let's get it on. Feet on the bed, lean your head on the floor. Tell me what you like and I'll do that some more. So fresh, so clean up on the scene. Stepping out, cause that was all up in my dream. See you chillin', all alone up in the corner. Tell the bartender, have you come over? Mix up a few drinks with me. Now tell me, can we kick it later on tonight when we leave? Baby, it's last call, you ready to fall? Whisper in your ear just to see what's up.
Yeah, just a sec, I'll check. Amanda Hugginkiss? Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Hugginkiss. Why can't I find a man to hug and kiss?
Maybe your standards are too high.
Get out, that's so big. If I ever find out who you are, I'm going to shove a sausage down your throat and stick starving dogs in your butt.
Shit, if this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
You know what I mean? Going out real big, man. This is Let's Learn Language Tuesday. Hola, como esta? Usted, you know what I'm saying? All my Espanol, non-Espanol peoples out there. But we will be getting into the language learning today. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big, just trying to prepare a couple of things. Please go to www.byki, B as in boy, Y as in you, K as in K, I as in I, goddammit. Shit, take your punk ass there. And go and get you a free language learning program, man. And stop being motherfucking dumbfounded when somebody come around talking all that old motherfucking ox block, blue block shit. You know what I'm saying? And coming to the light instead of being in the motherfucking, instead of standing around in the goddamn.
Darkness, everybody, everyone, darkness is ready.
You know? So, without further ado, get back into one more kiss up right here. You know what I'm saying? And then we're going to get into the language learning. Let everybody come on through, get ready to, you know what I'm saying, get their Spanish Espanoles on. Got a couple of little Spanish tracks that I will be going ahead and uploading. So we're going to get into that too, you know what I'm saying? It's going right here with a new cut by my dog Ashwood. You know what I'm saying? Playing it real big right here, man. It's called Jumping, going down live. Starship Smelly Pratt.
You don't like me, you need to stop running. I got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop running. I got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping, you know we got this thing jumping. We rocking with Ashwood, back like I never left. In a race for the fame, kid, they running out of breath. Study my style, just to get this stuff tighter. I'm an entrepreneur, plus a wicked songwriter. Now every artist wanna push out their DVD. Step it up, no sleep, ENT and HD. Working on a movie, just finished up the script, about to drop a new single. Just finished up the mix, stay in the lab. Drop a 16 with hooks, life is like a soap opera. About to write me a book, it's more to come. It's just to please you, now you gotta start. Cause you get the hand I feed you. Rappers in debt from the dudes, you ain't paid yours. What you think they stopped making tempers when they made yours? Mine's just a shyster, you don't gotta like it. Put it down every time, ain't nobody like this. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop fronting. I got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping, you know we got this thing jumping. Time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop fronting. I got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping. You know we got this thing jumping. You got your hand out, bring something to the table. I don't get dropped, I drop you from the label. F you pay me, now you feeling wavy. I took you to the next level, don't try to play me. Show you how to grind, go do this here blindfold. Keep talking sideways, I'ma pull a homo. You don't even smoke, but you stay doing high stuff. Talk behind my back, but I had you reppin' my stuff. Dog, I don't need you, we far from equal. Heard a few threats, but I don't believe you. See, you like to play, need to play with your own kids. If I start trapping, better look out for your own way. Why you so hateful? Lucky I don't waste you. Start a movement like me, how long will it take you? And you went to class, still a fool like April. My 45 begging me to get their ass a facial. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop fronting. I got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping, you know we got this thing jumping. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop fronting. I got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping, you know we got this thing jumping.
I don't know.
I'm a fucking DJ, bitches, and I gotta give a special motherfuck you to all you pussy-ass niggas out there at motherfucking Coco's Lounge. I know you bitches gonna hear this back on the motherfucking playback, because I'm gonna make sure of that. You know what I'm saying? You fuck niggas ever come try me again, you know what
Keep
I'm saying?
Keep firing! Spend some of that taxpayer money!
Pussy-ass niggas, leave you fuck niggas in this motherfucking dirt, you feel me? Y'all check out YouTube, youtube.com/DJ Smell So Good, man. If y'all want to see some of the funniest motherfucking shit going on down here in Tampa Bay, Florida, man. I mean, if you want to see some motherfucking haterade at his goddamn finest, you need to check out motherfucking Smell So Good. Club Park a Lot Pimping at his motherfucking finest, a.k.a. Club Coco's Gone Wild. You know what I'm saying? And we going in. You see how your boy Smell be what? Snapping on a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Make a motherfucker run up out that bitch like... Straight up. You know what I'm saying? So all you bitch-ass niggas out there, you better check your motherfucking self before you get your motherfucking self wrecked. Going down real big. Let me go ahead and get into this mofo shit here. You know what I'm saying? Last Tuesday, y'all, we went into Sample Foods, right? We started out with Sample Foods, and this is the Espanol language, Spanish language. And, we're going to cover a couple of Sample Foods real quick, give everybody refresher, and then we're going to move on and get into something else. Purpose of Less Learning Language Tuesday, man, is to, teach everybody just a little bit about another person's language. You don't need to be fluent in a motherfucking shit. You just need to have some understanding. You know what I'm saying? But if you can't even say, que pasa, mi amigo, you can't even say, what's up, my friend, well, motherfucker, meeting and greeting is goddamn. You know what I'm saying? That's the most important thing. If you can't do that, what the fuck is you doing? The fuck is you doing? You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all check out one of the 6 Deuce up there in San Jose, California. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big, man. We got day and night. We like Kid Cudi up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You got a black man doing the motherfucking daytime. You got a Mexican at night. God damn it. How the fuck did they do that? But we locking it down, bitches. Trilateral radio style. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Sandy Baby Powder Fresh Jake. We linking this thing all the way from bay to bay to bay. You know what I'm saying? Then we put boots on, god damn it, and kick it the rest of the way. You know what I'm saying? That's real. So let's get to this first one, y'all. We're talking about a motherfucking apple. An apple, yeah, is a la manzana. And if you haven't went to www.byki.com, man, I don't know what the you doing, all right? Yo, punk ass over there and learn some languages. Stop motherfucking talking that shit you talking. Talking about Ebonics and shit. You know what I'm saying? The hell level. All right, y'all. La manzana. L-A space M-A-N-Z-A-N-A. La manzana is a motherfucking apple. You know what I'm saying? A la manzana a day. Keep your punk ass getting good grades. You know what I'm saying? But shit, we got out of that habit of giving the fucking teacher apples and shit. That's why these motherfuckers all fucked up in the head now. You know what I'm saying? They getting nothing for nothing. Low pay. Motherfucking can't even, you know what I'm saying, share their pussy with their fellow pupils and shit. You know what I'm saying? Without fucking getting fucked over. So, hey, I applaud you goddamn freaky fuck-ass women out there. Lucky you weren't in my high school. What? I would have had your ass panged up and pregnant, goddamn it. Let's keep it moving to the damn bananas. To a banana. You don't know how to spell that in English, then, bitch, you need to learn Spanish, because what the fuck you doing? Is an El Plantano. El Plantano. You got E-L space. P-L-A with a little exit mark. T-A-N-O. El Plantano. El Plantano is your banana. All right. We got bread. El Pan. El Pan. E-L space. P-A-N. El Pan. And don't forget, if you missed this episode, man, you can always go back, www.blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big, man, right here. And pick up this episode each and every Tuesday, man. You're going to hear something else crazy. We done test on so many languages, man. I mean, you would be L surprised, though, something like that. You know what I mean? Yeah, let me get a little something else popping in the background. And I did say I was supposed to have some goddamn Spanish music, but y'all hold the phone, man. We got one more week of Spanish left. Next week will be our last week of Spanish before we move on to Russian. We studying Russian next month. It's going down real big. Make sure y'all tune in and hear some black Russians, goddammit, and a Mexican Russian. What do they call it, Mexi Rush? Black Russians and Mexi Russians. All right, let's keep it moving on. Got Nutty News coming up after a few, y'all. Nutty News coming up after a few. Please pass the parquet, bitch. I mean the butter. Pass the La Mantigua. Yeah, the La Mantigua is Manta. Oh, no, my bad. Correction from Miss Computer Lady. Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady. This is a La Mantequilla. La Mantequilla. It's butter. La Mantequilla. Appreciate all my peoples, you know what I'm saying, coming through the show and actually, you know what I'm saying some intelligent shit to correct the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You know, I be to the left like Beyonce and shit. L-A space M-A-T-E Q-U-I-L-L-A La Mantequilla. Yeah, La Mantequilla. Mantequilla. You know what I'm saying? Same shit. Mantequilla. It's butter on your bread. Right, going over here to a care of the day. Keeps the fucking rabbits away, I guess. I don't motherfucking know. La Zanahoria. Yeah, it's a La Zanahoria. L-A space Z-A-N-A-H-O-R-I-A. La Zanahoria. Carrot. Yeah. Going down real big. I'm making some motherfucking El Queso today because I'm out on the streets on my grind getting that cheese, bitch. You know what I'm saying? And cheese is El Queso. E-L space Q-U-E-S-O. El Queso is motherfucking cheese. Get out there and get on your grind and make that El Queso, motherfucker. Like, what you doing, dog? Man, I'm making my El Queso, nigga. Cheese, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you pull your ass motherfuckers out there. You El pull your ass motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Don't be an El Pollo, goddammit. Don't be a chicken. Stand up for your shit. E-L space P-O-L-L-O El Pollo. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. El Pollo is chicken. Yeah. And then you got some eggs up in the working. Eggs. Los Huevos. You know what I'm saying? Los Huevos is eggs. You have Los Huevos. Yeah, it's the motherfucking eggs. Los Huevos. L-O-S space H-U-E-V-O-S. Huevos. Los Huevos. Bitch, go cook me some Los Huevos. Eggs, motherfucker. I'm hungry as shit. Gotta hide. Some people. And if you ask a chick, especially a Spanish chick, and she tell you that, you know what I'm saying? That, damn, baby, what's that smell? Is that your pussy? She was like, yes. See, senor, my pussy is El smelling like El Pascaro. God damn. That's a strong smelling. You know what I'm saying? Fish, god damn it. If your bitch says pussy smell like Pascaro, you need to El throw that shit out, though. You know what I'm saying? Because that is not what it's about, though. Yeah. El Pascaro is fish. E-L space P-E-S-C-A-D-O. I've smelt some El Pascaros at the motherfucking club because, yeah, some of you hoes, what? Don't wash your ass. Be smelling like my dog. I'm finna play in the background with Big Cheese. Y'all hoes be smelling like bacon. Y'all smell the bitch and smell like bacon? Like, damn, bitch. Wash your ass. You smell like bacon and shit. All right. Here we go. Keep it on moving on. El, the fish. Yeah, you smell like El Pascaro. Dismiss the pussy smells like El Pascaro. Smell like fish, bitch. All right, give me some of them grapes, help. You know what I'm saying? La uva. Talking about it, la uva is a grape. L-A space U-V-A. Again, L-A space U-V-A. La uva. Pass me some of that La Uva wine, please. You know what I'm saying? Give me some of that great wine. I'm talking about. Going out real big. Let's keep it moving, moving. We only got a couple more people. We switch this thing on up and take it to outer space once again. All right. Get you some motherfucking ham. No, you don't want ham in your diet. Beef. El jamon. You want to stay away from el jamon. And bacon and all the other pork. That shit will kill you. Well, fuck it. Everything else is going to kill you, so who the fuck cares? You know what I'm saying? Eat up, goddammit. El Jamon. E-L space J-A-M-O-N. And remember, the J is always sounding like a fucking H. So you don't say Jamon, you say Hamon. El Hamon. Yeah, going down. Give a quick, let me give a shout out. After that, actually. El Jalado. El Jalado. Ice cream. Yeah, everybody loves ice cream. El Jalado. All right. And spell E-L space H-E-L-A-D-O. El Jalado. El Jalado. Pass me the motherfucking ice cream. The El Jalado. All right. This is what I'm going to put in the air right now. Some La Lechuga. Some lettuce. Oh, man. Hold on. Find my lechuga. What type of this bullshit ass weed I'm smoking, man? Damn, man. This is a goddamn bullshit here, man. This is some bullshit. But, you know, I had to roll me a big ass stogie in order to, you know what I'm saying, feel the effect. Anytime people listen, anytime you got to roll a Dutch Master with motherfucking full of weed in it, that ain't no fucking good weed. All right? Good weed is made to be smoked out of pen joints. If you can smoke a pen joint, hit that bitch two times, and that shit get you in La La Land, that is some good weed. If I got this big ass goddamn hog leg rolled the fuck up, and I'm steady, I'm finna hit this bitch about four or five times. Watch this, y'all. And if y'all ain't heard me cough or choke up a fucking lung, something ain't right. You feel me? All right, here we go. One. Continuous pull, people. Continuous pull. Here we go, number two. All right. Go on, number three. That was all right. Wasn't coughing and nothing, though. You know what I'm saying? Three pulls, man. That's three pulls. Motherfuckers don't even take big three pulls like that. It would damn smell. Smell, you gonna get too high. Shut the fuck up. The hell you getting high for? What kind of shit is that? You know what I'm saying? All you punk-ass non-weed smokers out there talking about smell. Don't be holding the smoke in. Motherfucker, get the fuck out of the session. You fucking up the weed smoke. You know what I'm saying? You ain't holding the goddamn smoke into your goddamn face turning blue. You ain't getting high, goddammit. You're wasting the weed smoke. It's real big. Sounds like the side nod up in this motherfucker. What's going on, man? We're going to continue it on in this bitch. Continue it on. Got some milk, you know what I'm saying, which is La Leche, you know what I'm saying, or El Breast Milko, you know, from my ladies out there. I'm giving some of that El Breast Milko. Yeah, bitch, pull your thin out, give them some La Leche. That's what I tell the ladies. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Take me back to my motherland. You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about Africa. Milk is La Leche. L-A space L-E-C-H-E. La Leche is milk. Keep this thing rolling, rolling. Like some of my homeboys out there, they got La Saboya breath. You know what I'm saying? Some of these chicks, you know what I'm saying? Well, I ain't never met a chick. Her pussy smelled like La Saboya. If I did, bitch, I would put my foot in your pussy. Fuck your ass. You know what I'm saying? I would kick in your pussy and tell you go wash your pussy. But yeah, onion. If your girl pussy smelling like onions, yeah, throw that bitch on a walk and fry that hoe up, cause that shit ain't correct. And if your homeboy breath smelling like La Saboya, yeah. You need to put a shit sandwich in that motherfucking mouth. You know what I'm saying? Because that'll only improve it. Halitrosis, not halitosis. La Saboya is the onion, people. L-A space C-E-B-O-L-L-A. La Saboya is an onion. All right. Continuing on. A La Naranja. I always like to say that. Orange. La Naranja, because you have to say it like that. You got to roll your R's when you talk Spanish, people. You got to roll your R's. You know what I'm saying? Like you're about to choke on your tongue and shit. Like, orange is a la naranja. L-A space N-A-R-A-N-J-A. La naranja is orange. All right, we only got five more people wrapping it on up. We got peas, which are a kid's favorite food. Yeah, I know I love some fucking peas. Los guisantes. Los guisantes. L-O-S space G-U-I-S-A-N-T-E-S. Los guisantes. And if I'm saying it wrong, goddammit, fuck you, because I'm black. Shit. I'm goddamn learning like you. The hell kind of shit is that? Motherfucker, you saying it wrong. Motherfucker, I'm supposed to be speaking African, not Spanish, bitch. Can't even speak that shit correctly. So, fuck you. Los guisitas. Guisantes. There you go. Los guisantes. Peas, goddammit. All right, going over here to the pineapple, which is one of the boats goddamn Columbus so had motherfucking discovered this goddamn crazy-ass country. Yeah, imagine that. Before you killed all the goddamn Indians and black folks that was on this motherfucker. All right, come on now. Message. But they rode the La Pina over here, wasn't it? One of them boats called the La Pina? I don't know. Give a shit either. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that history. Pineapple is a La Pina. L-A space P-I-N-A. N's got the little tilde mark. That's the little squiggly line over top of the letters. It's called a tilde mark, people. You know what I'm saying? La Pina. I guess you're supposed to stress it. I don't know shit. Stress it anyway. La Pina. All right, all my potato heads out there, la patata heads. Yeah, potato. Just switch up the damn O's and put A's. And la pata. Yeah, what the fuck is that? L-A space P-A-T-A-T-A. La patata. Like you just couldn't say potato, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You just had to switch the shit up into your own shit. Kind of bullshit is that? Keep it fucking moving. You're throwing rice at the red. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got no El Arroz, then you fucking up. You know what I'm saying? All weddings should have some El Arroz in the air, unless it's a Chinese wedding, because they use it for cooking. You know what I'm saying? You don't want a pot of hot rice coming over your wedding and shit. You know what I'm saying? You just don't want that. Three more people. Three more. Let's go ahead and finish these motherfuckers up. Hold on. Wait a minute. We got a break in action, people. We got a break in action. Get on over here real quick. Hold on, people. Do, 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 do. Got to beam a couple of Mehi blacks up in here. You know what I'm saying? A couple of Mehi blacks at the door. And got to beam them up real quick. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, y'all hold on. Just El Segundo. El, goddamn it. Or something like that. Goddamio. How you say it?
Man, it's an El Mexican. You know what I'm saying?
What the hell's an El Mexican?
Never mind. You know what you could call me? Just call me Trevalin.
Trevalin? What the fuck is that? A panty hose?
Nah, that's Goofy. That's Goofy.
Oh, well, in Espanol?
Yeah, in Espanol, you call me Trevalin.
Trevalin, that. Sound like a pantyhose, motherfucker. That sound like a pantyhose. I don't know if I can call you.
Bitches wear me.
And they put you in their mouth because it sound like some mouthwash. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Shit. I'm sorry, y'all.
Say, man, you know, the other night when you chirped me, man, I was out in the streets doing my thing, coming home, putting on a show, you know. I just want to say, you know, thanks for making sure I'm still alive, brother.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Shit, anybody else, man, you know, fuck everybody else from Blog Talk. Sorry, you know, I love all y'all, man, but it's only one motherfucker I go to bat for, man, because only one motherfucker came to bat for me, you know what I'm saying? So the rest of you motherfuckers, hey.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 45 minutes. Open the window.
Cause we in this bitch smoking it up Las Vegas style, goddammit, big Western style, you fucking wild, wild Western style, bitch. We in the goddamn shower, goddammit. What? Passing the blunt.
In the bathroom.
In the motherfucking bathroom. Hold on, man. You don't talk to me like that. Hold on. talk to me like that. Okay.
Shout out to everybody in the chat room. Y'all tuning in to Wrecking the Game
Radio.
You talking to me all high.
Live on
Blog
Talk Radio.
Motherfucker, don't talk to me high, goddammit. The fuck out of that.
Hey, you know what? I'm making so much commercials because, you know, season two, of course. You're in the season two. I'm in the season two. So we got to, you know, step it up on our game with some of these commercials.
Yeah, I'm telling you, dog, I'm going to switch my intro and everything. I'm working on it. I was watching, you know, the new Star Trek Voyager and shit last night. I was getting all kind of, you know what I'm saying, you know, new ideas and shit, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, by the end of next week, we're going to be in 3009, goddamn, we're going to be in 3009. Changing up my everything. Phasers, we got phasers coming. You know what I'm saying? Got some
hard shit right here.
I hear it. What you got, this goddamn?
You thought the shit that we smoked in Vegas was off the chain? You got to smoke some of this. This is called the White Rhino. And believe me, this motherfucker.
The White Rhino. Let's go on that. Shouts out to San Jose, California. Heavenly Angel just popped up in here. I just seen her. Shouts out to her, you know what I'm saying? Seattle up in this mofo flipper. I guess she'll be back.
South Florida, my homeboy, Party Time, added me on Facebook.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. I just added you on goddamn Twitter.
Oh, did
you? I'm like, damn, I'm thinking I was connected with everybody. I went and started looking at people's profiles, and I'm like, I ain't motherfucking connected. So I just added you. I added Miss Computer Lady. Hell, I had that. No, I ain't know. Sadie J had me added on already. Yeah, I got to go through a list, man, and add everybody on and shit. It's going down. All right, let me finish up these last two words.
Yeah. Andale.
Motherfucker, ain't that Mexican?
Yeah, that means hurry up.
Well, motherfucker, we speak Spanish. What kind of shit is that?
Andale, amigo, andale.
Let's see, what the hell is it in Spanish? What is it in Spanish? What they always talking about? Let's go. When they say let's go.
Oh, vamanos.
Vamanos, there you go. Vamanos, vamanos. Vamanos, bicho. Bicho, mito.
Hey,
all right, salad. What's up?
Let me, can I give a shout out to all the women that I had a great week with last week?
Last week?
Yeah.
Damn, some last week hoes. What Monday hoes at? Shout out to the Monday hoes. Shout out to all the Monday hoes out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yesterday, you know what I mean? So Tuesday, to me, is the new week.
This motherfucker on his own 4-day work week and shit. You know what I mean?
Well, shout out to Linda. Shout out to Jessica, Gabby, or Gabriella, sorry. To fucking Victoria and Jeanette. And believe me, all those women. Dime pieces. Tell me, smell, I could have swore I was walking around with strippers or hookers or some shit like that. These bitches were fine as fuck.
Oh, shit. Let's listen to this, man. I want to let you hear something real quick before we go back into this. This is sent by Heavenly Angel in the chat room, a.k.a. The Bridge. And this is a big secret. Only a few know. Yeah, only a few people know this, people. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Let's fucking see what they say.
See, well, you can abuse marijuana. Well, shit, you can abuse cheeseburgers, too. You know, you don't go around closing Burger King because you can abuse something. I can take a fucking fork and jam it in my eyeballs. That means forks should be illegal? You know, I can jump off a bridge. Should we outlaw bridges? Let's nuke the world.
But what about all the crime and violence associated with marijuana? From beat cop to police chief, I saw ample evidence of the harm caused by alcohol and the absence of evidence caused by marijuana use. and I mean the complete absence. I cannot recall a single case in which marijuana contributed to domestic violence, crimes of theft, and the like.
You want to know what a weed smoker would say? You're staring at me. You know, like, I'm a weed smoker. I'm not, like, crazy or, you know, I'm not stabbing you right now.
Most of the violent crime that's committed, or most of the crime period that's committed or having to do with drugs, is people who are on drugs committing violent crimes. If you make it legal, if you make it cheaper, you make it more available, you're going to have more violence, more
addiction,
more
crime. Tom, that is not true. Stop lying to us.
Oh, now, come on.
Stop lying to us. That is not true. You know, don't tell me that. I've smoked pot, Tom. I've admitted it. I've done it. I've done all of the big three. I've done tobacco, I've done alcohol, and I've done marijuana, Tom. Guess what? Marijuana's the least of the three, pal.
Fucking right, pal.
Exactly. And that's Jesse, the bloody Ventura, bitches.
Whatever, like you see on Bruce. Big issue on alcohol is drunken driving and binge drinking among college students. Otherwise, you can drink to your heart's content. There are far more crimes committed under the influence of unadulterated, if you will, emotions. Anger, rage, jealousy. A lot of our understanding is driven by what's in the paper and on the television and the radio.
Your fucking kids need to hear this shit, man, all right? You fucking need to run this back for your kids.
Hey, you know all what? Right? You know what? To be honest with you, I don't get all high and be like, oh, I'm going to go rob a jewelry store or shit like that. Bitch, I'd be like,
no, that's what they like saying, that. Though. That's what they're saying. They like, in all the cases, then marijuana ain't got shit to do with what the fuck y'all talking about.
I'd be like, I'm going to call your lady. She's going to come over. I'm going to con her into blowing me for about 20 minutes, and then I'm just going to go back to sleep, and she's going to be mad and go home.
And slowly, goddammit. I'm calling the pussy slowly. You know what I'm saying? I ain't rushing into the pussy.
I haven't had in about a year.
The weed, you know what I'm saying, makes the pussy better. You know what I'm saying? It makes both of you. It takes, see, alcohol is what they call an inhibitor. Knocks down your inhibitions and shit. So does weed. You know what I'm saying? But it knocks it down slowly. Alcohol knocks that bitch off like, bam, fuck it, bitch, let's fuck raw. You know what I'm saying? Like, knocks everything out. Like, you'd be just the dirtbag scallywag-looking bitch, and you would hit that bitch raw with alcohol. Weed will make you look at this bitch like... Oh, well, hold on. Fuck, what the hell? I'm sorry, y'all. I'm using fake props and shit. Bitch, I got the real thing. You know what I'm saying? When you take two dope, like... And you look at that bitch like... Bitch, something ain't right. Bitch, one of your toes long. Hold the fuck on.
People.
Bitch, is one of your toes longer than the other? Bitch, you was fine until I've got... Oh, hell no. Bitch, put your shoes... Put some socks on before you give me that pussy, girl. Fuck that.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something right now.
See, that's the mind of a pothead. You know what I'm saying? Alcohol.
Bone got drunk off his ass, ladies and gentlemen. And I mean drunk.
Oh, and I heard it. It's on the show, too. Y'all got to check the archive out.
And you know what? I went home with some very overweighted woman, because she was cute, when I was drunk. And then, when I woke up,
that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
I stuck my dick in the mashed potatoes on this one, because I'm telling you, I blacked out, and when I woke up, and that was the first time in my life, I was like, oh my God, where the fuck am I? Because I didn't even know where the hell I was. And then this guy comes out of the shower.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Goofy Bone. You done fucked up. Shit. I was like, oh, my God. I got to go pick up my kids right now. I'll call you later. Boom, out of there. Fucking freeway. Like, you dumb motherfucker, you. And you know what the funny thing was? I had to go to the fucking Raider game that next morning. And thank God my homeboy was waiting for me, because his ass likes to lead people. But shit, shout out to my homeboy D. Shit, we went to the Raider game. They won. This was years ago. But that's what I say.
Yeah,
alcohol is bad for you people.
Yeah,
you
man,
know,
alcohol.
I lost my cousin Joe to alcohol. He drank all his life. And he got psoriasis of the liver, or cirrhosis, or whatever the hell you want to call it. And it just deteriorated him, you know? And it's like,
liver disease. You got so many motherfucking diseases associated with goddamn alcohol, man, please. Only good thing for you people is beer. And you can't have too much of that shit, all right? I don't mean like, you know, a whole fucking 12, 15 pack a day and shit. But a beer a day actually helps your motherfucking digestive system. It does. You can go to a goddamn health club, and any motherfucking true nutritionist will tell you, yeah, a beer a day, just like a glass of wine, you know what I'm saying? Not a glass of liquor. When you talking about liquor, liquor burns your motherfucking stomach lining. It does so much harmful shit. I don't even know why the fuck I'll be drinking alcohol sometimes, because, man, it's so deteriorating. I drink a beer, I feel, you know what I'm saying, I feel bubbly and shit, you know what I'm saying? It's a different feeling, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, let me call you back. I'm going to chase this chick down the street real quick.
Look at this motherfucker.
While under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases. He feels unusual hunger, and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
And he runs and goes, motherfucking get some bitches. Go ahead out of here. Shouts out to motherfucking Goofy Bone, San Jose, California. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big right there. You got two minutes, you know what I'm saying? Dos minutos till el anuzo. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's going down real big. So I'm going to get back into it real quick, and we got two more words to learn, man. And after the news, we'll come back and get into some more. You know what I'm saying? We got a new list, goddammit. New list. Starting after this. You know what I'm saying? It's going down with the new list. Let me see what the word is. Word is salad. And don't go to prison and get your ensalada tossed. You know what I'm saying? Don't be tossing no la ensaladas in goddamn prison. If a motherfucker Spanish dude come up and say, hey, mi amigo, toss me la ensalada. And you tell that motherfucker, hey, oh, fuck all you old. Beat your old. Shit. Salad. Yeah. It's a la ensalada. La space. ENSALADA. La ensalada. Yeah. No la ensalada tossing. Bitch, I ain't licking your ass. Fuck wrong with you. Had a bitch eat my ass one time. Like, what kind of shit is that? Eating the ass out and shit. Yo, what kind of real freaky pleasure is that? Getting you. Yo, I don't know. It's like a fucking rat eating, you know what I'm saying? A fucking cat licking your ass or something. You know what I'm saying? A dog licking your ass. It just ain't. Where's the feeling in that? You know what I'm saying? I don't even like putting wet toilet paper on my ass. You know what I'm saying? Let alone. And bitch turn around like she been eating a Hershey bar and shit. Now if I kiss me, baby, bitch, get your ass into the bathroom and flush your mouth, bitch. Hey, I'm sorry, people. God damn, bitch got to flush their mouth. You know what I mean? Put your mouth in the toilet and shit, bitch. Put your whole head in the toilet. Okay, flush. Oh, shit. All right, now brush your teeth. Oh, man, I'm sorry, y'all. Sorry to paint that vivid picture. Fucking moving on, man. All right. To tomato. Tomato. El tomate. Tomate. El tomate. El tomato. E-L space. T-O-M-A-T-E. El tomate. It's a tomato. El tomate. All right. And last but not least, we got good old vegetables. Las verduras. You got to have your las verduras in order to be healthy. We talk about that on My Health, Your Health Monday. Come back through and check it out. Las verduras. Vegetables. All right, and like we always do, we're going to run back through the list real quick. You know what I'm saying? And then we're getting into the what? Nutty news of the day. It's going down real big. All right, flipping straight through them, y'all. Here we go. La manzana is an apple. La manzana, apple. El plantaro is a banana. El plantaro, banana. The el pan Bread. That's the elephant. Bread. The la mantequilla. Please. Pass the la mantequilla. Butter. The la zanahoria. The carrot. La zanahoria. El queso. Cheese. El queso. Cheese. El pollo. Chicken. The el pollo. Chicken. Los huevos. Eggs. Los huevos. Eggs. El pascaro. Fish. El pascaro. Fish. La uva. Grape. La uva. El jamón. Ham. El jamón is ham. El helado. Ice cream, goddammit. El helado. Good old ice cream. Got your la la chuga. La la chuga. It's lettuce. La leche. Milk. La leche. Milk. Like some of y'all breath out there. La cebolla. Onion. La cebolla. Orange, good for you. La naranja. La naranja, orange. Los guisantes. Peas. Los guisantes. Peas. La piña. Pineapple, good for you. La piña. Pineapple, good for you. La patata. Good old potato. La patata. Good old potato. El arroz. Rice. El arroz. Rice. Watch out. Don't get it toast. La ensalada. Salad. La ensalada. El tomate. Tomato. El tomate. Tomato. Las verduras. Las verduras. Good old vegetables. All right. And that wraps it up for the motherfucking language learning. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big, man. Y'all been learning language provided you a part by it.
Don't forget to check out DJ Smells Good on the corner of 34th and Shelton Street in Seattle, Florida. Bringing all the latest hits and old school gospel rap.
What's happening? This your boy Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell so motherfucking good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yee!
Don't forget, take your broke ass to motherfucking bid66.com, man, where you got online penny bidding and online auctions. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. My homeboy Easy Rider, we got all kind of shit up on this website, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, so go on in, log in, you know what I'm saying? Join and get free five free plays. You know what I'm saying? That's bid66.com. Regular hours start March 12th, you know what I'm saying, 2010. We'll be open at 3 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, chat room, you know what I'm saying, you go in there and chat. It open from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Come on through and join them live, bid66.com. It's going down real big, man. Y'all know how we do. Right up in the motherfucking house, man, brought to you by nuttynewstoday.com, man, because we've been a what, get it on. If y'all ain't never heard this before, man, I suggest you go roll you a blunt. Don't get no alcohol. Roll your blunt. Sit back because you already know what time it is. Place me a bid, goddammit. Bid66.com. Going now.
Now I've got work in the morning.
Oh, yeah. It's business time because Heavenly Angel's back. Y'all already know. Yeah, it's business time. Nutty News of the Day is providing you a pop at nuttynewsoftheday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, off the motherfucking wall news. Make sure you go and check them out. You know what I'm saying? www.nuttynewsoftheday.com. You know what I'm saying? Finish bringing y'all some news from around the world, man. And I mean the world. When I say the world, I mean the world. It's my nigga Banshee in the background. You know what I'm saying? This is called Wanna Give Me the Love. Before we take this thing on off. Cause we in Illinois, y'all. Yeah, it's going down real big. Shouts out to everybody in the on the bridge riding out with the Starship Smelly Prize real quick. Let me go ahead and shout out 186 Point Dudes, Easy Rider, Heavenly Angel, Side Nine. You know what I'm saying? Up in here doing what we do. You already know how we do. Come on, let's go ahead and get into it, y'all. Where a woman calls 911 to say she's trapped in jail. I have to warn you people, this is nutty news today. This is not regular news that you would probably hear on your regular scheduled broadcast any fucking where else. Yeah, so prepare yourself. Please put your barf bags or trash cans next to you because you probably will be coughing up a fucking lung or two after this shit is through. All right. Carly A. Houston was taken to the Naperville police station after she allegedly became embroiled in a heated dispute with a taxi cab driver. A police officer dutifully supplied the 29-year-old Chicago woman with a telephone, instructing her she could make one call to find a relative or friend who could come to the station to post her bill. Yeah, so she used her call to dial the fucking 911. Yeah, she pleaded for help, complaining she was trapped inside the detention center. Okay. Wow. This is history in the making, people. We have never started out the show with an award. Wow. She gets the first award of the day. Because if any of you stupid motherfuckers go to jail and motherfucking call the goddamn police from the goddamn police.
Oh, God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Hey. What? All right, people. Bitch done made me interrupt my music and everything off top. What the kind of shit is that? You gonna go to jail and call the police. Hey, I'm in jail. Bitch, we know we just arrested you. Dumbass motherfucker. Got a little bit more banter for you. You know what I mean? Got a little bit more banter for you. Just go on back over here, man. Game of Russian roulette ends badly at wedding. Okay. We're in Astrakhan, Russia, where a wedding guest was arrested after a man was seriously wounded playing Russian roulette in front of a horrified bride and groom. The guest was giving a toast at the wedding when he pretended he was playing the deadly game, holding a gun against his head and firing the weapon he supposedly thought was empty. When he gave the gun to another guest, yeah, it turned out he had been tragically wrong. I'm sorry. You had to be there, people. And, of course, I wasn't. That's why it was funny. It's fucked up. Damn, boy. Right on your wedding day, bitch just blow his head off. Boom! How about that for a wedding gift? You know what I'm saying? That's something you always remember. Yeah. All right. Detroit, Michigan. Chick that looks like Whoopi Goldberg. Yeah. Daughter refused to get into the car with her drunk mother. Pretty smart. Police arrested a Detroit mother on a charge of drunken driving after her daughter refused to get into the car with her as the woman tried to pick the girl up from the Ferndale High School. The woman was arraigned on charges of drunk driving, third offense, driving with a suspended license, and the bitch was high. Possession of motherfucking marijuana. Damn, bitch, you can't get fucked up before you go pick the goddamn kids up. I mean, I do, but I don't go pick kids up. Woo! All right, people. Going over to California where this guy looks like a bitch, but I think it's a guy. Okay. Killer sit on death row for decades. Yeah, costing billions. So why aren't we killing these motherfuckers? I don't know. The state of California is losing billions of dollars, keeping hundreds of prisoners on death row. But the ultimate punishment is mostly symbolic in the state, where inmates ply the appeals process for decade after decade and are more likely to die of old age than by execution. Serial killer Richard Ramirez was sentenced to death in 1989 for committing a string of gruesome murders, but will likely die of old age rather than face execution because of the lengthy appeals process that you silly, stupid motherfuckers don't put into place to allow these motherfuckers to just sit there and chill. Man, what the fuck else, man? Y'all be some silently dead motherfuckers. I be slipping some motherfucking arsenic in your goddamn food, killing all you bitches on death row. And I just be the biggest killer on death row. You motherfucking right. Because I kill all the killers, goddammit. Fucking right. I'm the biggest killer of all. Kill all you motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Damn. This is the latest news. There's no one on death row. Yes, the biggest killer of them all has killed all the killers on death row. Bitch, you gonna sentence me for killing killers? Your fucking ass out of here, man. Going over here to Minneapolis, Minnesota, man. Poop scooping business is booming amid thaw. Yeah, Minnesota pet waste removal firm said the spring thaw is a boon to the business as the snow recedes to reveal 3 months worth of dog droppings. Yummy. I'll go get my plate. Not. Gail Behrens McArdle, owner of Pet Yard Pickup in Minneapolis, said business has spiked since the first warm weather arrived in recent days. Hey, I might have to open me up, old pooper scoop business, because all you old shitty dog carrying motherfuckers around here that don't pick up after your goddamn dogs, getting neighbors mad and shit, I would be doing a service to the community. Yeah. All right. We got another YouTube. What is that? WFTB. We got another YouTube provided to you by Mrs. Heavenly Angel in the chat room. We're going to rock the boat a little bit. And it's my homeboy, Cream Dot. It's going down really in the background. You know what I'm saying? Click the video, everybody. Check it out. Some interesting videos if you happen to be on www.blogtalkradio.com/SmellyBTR. You know what I'm saying? And you can check out all this other interesting shiznit. It's going down real big. This is brought to you by WFTV.com, which is that Channel 9 in Flagler County, Florida. Hey, lady, don't be putting stuff up here about Florida, all right? We already know we're fucking nutty. Where a jail cook is arrested for giving inmates drugs. It's not fucking surprising. Because the goddamn deputies and everybody else do it. How the fuck you think the goddamn dope get into the fucking jailhouse? Motherfucker, you can't grow dope in the goddamn jailhouse. It's got to be, and niggas ain't smuggling in their ass from nowhere. Believe that. So, yeah. Huh. The chief cook at the Flagler County Jail is on the other side of the law Monday morning after investigators say he was giving drugs to inmates. Detective said 48-year-old Lou Scavetta had been under investigation for a month for passing drugs to inmates while working. On Sunday, undercover deputies caught Scavetta and arrested him. He is being held on $30,000 bond. I'm pretty sure the inmates aren't going to put their canteen money together to get your punk ass out, but thank you for the drugs, motherfucker. We'll see you in, Charlie, goddamn it, Alpha Bravo or Charlie, because you're going to be in one of them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Heavenly Angel for that. You know, going out. All right. That's how we do it, man. Y'all ever want to, interject on the news, please. If you have any nutty news that you would like to add to the nutty news of the day, please, by all means, drop the info and it will get related. Has to be some basis of truth to it. You know what I'm saying? We just don't read no nutty bullshit on here. Now, everything I'm reading you, has references, so you can go back and check this shit out for yourself. Like, bee stings are for good health. Yeah, I'm not fucking lying. Go to Beijing, China, where bee sting therapy, which involves placing live bees on a patient's body at certain pressure points, dates back over 3,000 years in China. It is similar to acupuncture in that it uses bee stingers instead of needles and the same principle. But the bees' toxin is essential, making the treatment like an injection. Doctors say the therapy has proved effective in curing diseases such as rheumatism and arthritis, as well as a list of other ailments. So, all you motherfuckers who got the gout and all that other shit, please don't do it at home, but take your ass to China and they got something for you. Pretty soon they're going to be selling bees in a can or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, stick this can on your arm and it'll cure everything. Fucking bees! Shit. Yeah, man, let me get four bees in a can, man. Yeah, man, I hurt my leg, man. I got to put these bees on it, man, to heal my shit up, man. Yeah. My grandma got arthritis, man. I'm going to go ahead and hit up about 10 cans of bees on her back, man. Cure that lump in her back and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's real. What's going down, man? We in New Jersey. Shouts out to Piscataway, where it's town to ban dog barking 24 hours a day. Fucking right. Muzzle their asses. Oh, sorry about that boo news. My bad, dog. My bad. Got to talk to him in dog language. You know what I'm saying? Boo, boo, boo. Some shit like that, you know. It'd be amazing if a motherfucker knew what the hell I was saying, too. God, nigga, I really have to hit the motherfucking weed hard. Damn, this motherfucker's understanding me like goddamn Eddie Murphy and shit. You know what I'm saying? And that dog movie where all motherfuckers was understanding him and shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh.
Please stop. I'm dying over here.
As we all are. As we all are. All right, check this out. We're going to play some Lil Lee in the background because we balling. You know what I'm saying? Over here in motherfucking, what the hell, yeah. Lil Lee, I see you. Bye. Okay. Going over here to an ordinance about incessant barking between 8 p.m. and 8 a.m. Yeah, has been expanded to include barking around the clock. And yes, you could be fined. That's not fair at all. Dogs shouldn't be scrutinized for what? They're talking? Talking is their barking, resident Anthony Brulo said. The ordinance was expanded to include round-the-clock complaints because the town's got about 400 animal noise complaints last year. How the fuck you going, motherfucker? Man, please. All right, y'all. Y'all next. They're going to try to ban y'all motherfucking ass from talking too loud. Well, he was talking too loud at night. Man, I need to play that YouTube back. You know what I'm saying? If I stab my motherfucking self in the eye, you going to ban forks? If the motherfucking birds goddamn chirp too loud, well, that's why they killed the birds anyway. Punk-ass motherfuckers, man. All right, we down here in MIA, man. Trick Daddy Land, you know what I'm saying? Miami, Florida. Where a mohawked man is out of control. What the fuck is that? All these punk-ass motherfuckers down here wearing mohawks. What the fuck has a mohawk got to do with it? Yeah, an out-of-control mohawk man went on an airport assault in Miami, tussling with workers and police before he was finally tasered and arrested. How was he finally? Because, bitch, at first, when you tussle with the worker, bow, your ass would have been hit. But guess you're not down here in Tampa because they don't play that shit. Jones attacked two men without warning inside Concourse H, approaching them with fists clenched and then throwing a metal luggage cart at them. He got a hold of one of the victims and started punching him in the face. He was not smoking weed, apparently, because he would not have done that. See? That's what I'm talking about, people. Go out and buy your prescription of marijuana today. Yeah. I don't know how you're going to do it. And when you find out, please tell me so I can get me a prescription. Yeah. Washington, D.C. 30 million kids get vaccine. Oh, man. I got to cut the fucking music, people. Hold on. This is very important. Oh, what the hell is here?
Mail, motherfucker.
All right. This is very important what I'm about to read. Because this involves y'all kids, man. And this is showing you how they trying to kill y'all motherfucking kids, man. And if you motherfuckers keep going out here and getting this H1N1, H4N2, whatever the fuck bullshit, besides some goddamn natural hot toddy, your ass is going to be fucked up. All right? And I'm saying that before I read this goddamn article, man. For the past 6 months, I've read some shit where millions of kids are getting fucked up because of these goddamn so-called flu viruses, this virus and that virus. And you motherfuckers keep taking your goddamn kids out here and injecting these motherfuckers, letting them play around with your goddamn kids' health. 30 million kids get vaccine contaminated with pig virus. Yeah. Federal health authorities recommended Monday that doctors suspend using Rotarix, one of two vaccines licensed in the United States against rotavirus, saying the vaccine is contaminated with material from a pig virus. About 1 million children in the United States and about 30 million worldwide have gotten Rotarix vaccine. Rotarix, made by GlaxoSmithKline, was approved by the Fuck the America in 2008. Sorry, I meant FDA. Got me fucked up, man. It's bullshit right now, people. It's motherfucking bullshit. They're killing your motherfucking kids. You wonder why I don't want to have none. You know what I'm saying? Hell, fuck no, nah, I ain't want to have no motherfucking kids. They ain't going to be no goddamn part of no fucking Frankenstein experiment and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's 30 million motherfucking kids that's going to be walking around, don't know what the fuck is wrong with them. What the fuck is a pig virus? And how the fuck does it get into a... Come the fuck on, people. This shit wasn't tested, retested, and tested again before you made 30 million doses of it? You's a motherfucking lie. You's a motherfucking lie. Boy, look at here, people. Hey.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
You know? Well, let me put this Marvin Gaye on in the background. You got to give it up, boy. Whoo! Boy, that made me mad. People, they done got me. They done got me on my goddamn, you know. Godzilla up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Fucking goddamn. Whoa, look at here. Let me get porn music started. Fucking porn. NuttyNewsToday.com ain't always nutty, man. You know what I'm saying? We do tell you some nutty, crazy shit, but sometimes, man, you get some motherfucking real shit that goes on, man, and this is some real motherfucking shit, man. They're attacking your goddamn kids. They're trying to kill your kids, people. Your government is trying to kill your kids. I don't give a fuck what they say. This shit is motherfucking recorded, and it's reaching the world right now. So if I die tomorrow, fuck it, it's out there. Your government trying to kill your goddamn kids, FDA approved. I'm going to keep reading it every fucking day that this shit pops up in the headlines, but it goddamn doing it right here live, and you heard it here first on Regular Game Radio. They're killing your fucking kids, man. All right. We're in Newark, New Jersey, where a pair is charged with a 30-year-old murder. Yeah, 30 years, goddamn. Two men have been charged with murders of five teenage boys who were last seen together on a busy street more than 30 years ago. The boys, Melvin Pittman and Ernest Taylor, who were both 17, and Alvin Turner, Randy Johnson, and Michael McDowell, who were all 16, were last seen on a busy street. They were with a carpenter, Lee Evans, who routinely hired teens to help him with odd jobs. Damn, man, y'all done killed five motherfucking boys as part of the cold case files. So even 30 years later, you bitches thought you was going to get away with it. Yeah, and it still came back to haunt your motherfucking ass. You ain't going to never get away with it. If you're going to either get it beyond the realm or you're going to get it right here, you know what I'm saying? Why you on this summer bitch here, man? Hey, we over here in New Pope Richard. Oh, we duh. We're gassed by a chainsaw. Tree trimmer keeps working and dies. Uh-oh. Smells like team spirit. That means an award, people. An experienced, I don't see how, tree trimmer who slashed himself with a chainsaw while 40 feet up a pine tree died after refusing to come down for medical attention. He accidentally carved a 4-inch cut into the back of his right leg, exposing the bone, deputies said.
Damn.
Oh, man, y'all gotta walk over here to the awards room, people. Oh. Damn. What is this damn award at? Let me look up here. Doo 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 doo. Where's the award? Doo doo. There you get this special award. Here you go, brother.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean, come on, people. All right. Whew. One quick break. Fuck it. Thunderbird.
Let's shake them up together.
Shake them up? What's that?
It's a great new taste of ice cold Thunderbird with grapefruit juice just for the
news. News is getting too fucking nutty for me, people. Shit.
Shake
'em
up.
Wow, totally together.
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake
'em
up.
Now you get some.
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake 'em up. Damn. Shit getting the best of them. Goddamn, that news is off the fucking chain today, man. People cutting themselves up, fucking your kids up. What the hell is going on? What? This is the world in which we... No, I ain't going to say world. This is the United States in which we live in. Believe you me. Crazy shit goes all the way around the world, though. You know what I'm saying? Bitches got babies in the goddamn... Like I read in Australia, the goddamn old lady who had motherfucking babies and shit in the motherfucking... I don't know, over 7, 10, 15 babies or something like that in the goddamn freezer and shit. So, shit goes down all the way around the world. You can't run from motherfucking craziness. Believe that. Because people are just people. So, if we crazy here... Bitch, they crazy in China, crazy in Tokyo. Bitch, they crazy every fucking one. Shit. So, all right. Let's go over to Castle Rock, Colorado, where a trooper is arrested for DUI while driving his patrol car. Another award, people. Colorado State Trooper was arrested on suspicion of drunk driving in uniform while he was behind the wheel of a marked patrol car and carrying a gun. David Nolan, 48, was arrested by Douglas County deputies about 7 a.m. on Colorado 470, a beltway around southwest Denver, the sheriff's department said. Hold on. God damn, some good weed. At the end, it was some good weed. You know what I'm saying? Had to smoke a goddamn hog leg of shit just to get the fucking effect. But hey, you gotta do what you gotta do. And that's why I gotta do what I gotta do, people. Here's your award, brother.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
He reminded me of, matter of fact, my dog down in Reno. You know what I'm saying? They did some shit like that one time. It was like,
oh my God, that's marijuana. Good stuff too. Oh man. Oh my God. All right. Yeah, that's how we do it in Reno.
That's real. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the motherfucking punk-ass police, you old punk-ass.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
That's real. Let's get to a little love around here, though. Let's get to a little love, man. Crazy motherfuckers out there, man. Goddamn. All right, y'all. We're going to wrap this thing on up as far as this news. Got a little bit more language to keep drilling into your ear out there. You know what I'm saying? And, going over here. I'm going to give you three more. We're Australia, talking about the damn Australians. How about that? Where a Qantas pilot has urges to crash planes. Yeah, I see dead people. You might as well say, motherfucker. A jumbo jet pilot has told how he repeatedly had overwhelming urges to crash the planes he was flying. Brian Griffin said that once he even had to immobilize his arm to prevent him trying to down a Qantas passenger jet. His hands had involuntarily moved towards the start levers on the journey to Singapore. But despite his health problems and seeing several doctors, he was declared fit and kept on fucking flying. Hold the fuck on, Qantas. Y'all get a goddamn award. What the shit is that? You... Goddamn, sorry. I'm sorry. MC Light. Sorry, baby. Sorry.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Man, today has been an award-winning day, man. I mean, I've given out like over 7 fucking awards already. You know what I'm saying? I mean, damn. What the hell is... Let's get some red lands popping, man. Damn. Y'all don't know what it means to read this nutty news, boy. Y'all don't know what it means. Shit. This shit's crazy. All right. Let's go on over here to Madison, Wisconsin, where all your good cheese comes from. Not. Where a man hits car washer and head with a hammer. Yeah. A man who didn't like a waxy buildup on his car took out his frustration on the man who washed and waxed his car, allegedly hitting the victim in the back and head with a hammer, Madison police reported. The victim washes cars for extra cash, and the suspect is a dissatisfied customer. F's in that motherfucker, too. Is a dissatisfied customer, said police spokesman Joel Despain. Ah, man. Ain't that a bitch? And we're going to end this off. And, of course, Nutty Land. The good old UK. Where a man finds Romanian family moving into his house. Good old UK. Yeah. A householder returned from work early to discover a Romanian family had moved into his home. A court heard. The man was astounded to find Mahai and Lara Dehlo, well, some fucked up names, moving his belongings out of his cupboards while their young child looked on. The couple claimed they had been told that the two-bedroomed end of terrace property in Northampton had been empty for some time and they could squat there. Okay. Alright. I gotta give you one more, people. Right here in good old Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, where hundreds packed street during flash mob. Yeah, at least 2 people were seriously assaulted as hundreds of people gathered on South Street during another flash mob. What the fuck is a flash mob? Surveillance video showed hundreds of people invading the intersection of 8th and South Streets, filling the street and surrounding a vehicle at about 9 p.m., 2 blocks away. Olympia Pizza employee Seth Kalman was beaten. Bitch, I guess you shouldn't have been delivering that nasty pizza. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm fucking with y'all. And that will do your Nutty News of the Day, people. Brought to you in part by Nutty News of the Day. Shouts out to Sire 9, you know what I'm saying, Heavenly Angel, everybody coming through, riding out with another news of the day. And like I always say, man, don't never believe what the fuck I say. Go and read it for your motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? That's real. It's going down real big. We're going to get into one little cut, but we get back into a little bit more. Learning. It's going down. Don't believe this
Eric, we're talking about potholes right now, okay? It's not potholes you need to worry about. It's potheads. I know what these people are capable of.
Huh? Do you? Well, fuck you, you little son of a bitch, you little turd. Get your punk ass over here. Kick you in your ass. All right, little Q Hopper for y'all. Let's take it out with mine.
Hey, baby. You don't smile like you used to smile, baby. Used to be a certain sparkle in your eye. Where did it go, baby? For granted, now we're fading. Yes, no more love and tenderness. Our communication's all jacked up, such a mess. Oh, baby, baby, I'm not saying anything to walk away from you, but it's merely an admonishment so we can get back to those things that we used to do. Yes, we need to go back.
Never change lane. No, no, she don't never change lane. She in my lane till I Impress me, this your chance. My dot man on the be the stat man. The Gucci coupons make them loosen up they strat land. So what's happening? We the new rock stars. And let your friends know that I got them Gucci coupons. All the girls saying he's so cool. That man, he's that dude. He's so smooth. Got him moving like Moulin Rouge. Keep him bending like Bouton Soup. Gucci coupons, boo. Gucci coupons, baby. Gucci coupons. If you want them, I got them. Gucci coupons. Gucci coupons, baby. That's right, come on and clap it up. Keep the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up. Keep the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up. Keep the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up.
All right. You already know my motherfucking motto on the show.
Leave any bigotry in your quarters. There's no room for it on the bridge.
You know what I'm saying? So, about to get into it. I'll give y'all a couple more minutes. El Segundos, you know what I'm saying? Of Española. You know what I'm saying? Let me get my old porn music queued up real quick, y'all. Oh, man. Porn music. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Once again, shout out to everybody hanging out on the show today. You know what I'm saying? Much love, man. Thank you for the support. You know what I'm saying? We need this all the way around the world, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody needs somebody to love. I ain't got that song loaded up, but hey, this ain't karaoke, so I ain't gonna sing the shit either. You know what I'm saying? So, going down real big, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to 186 Deuce on your motherfucking BTR dial, Easy Rider, Heavenly Angel, and, of course, Cyanide himself. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully you not killing nobody. You know what I'm saying? That's what Cyanide does to you. It's poison. It's poison. Like Bell Biv DeVoe. Oh, my bad. All right, y'all, we're changing up the list. Congratulations to everybody who was sticking around learning foods and meetings and greetings. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to learn, move on, because this is going to carry on to the next week, which will be, next week we'll be wrapping up Spanish. You know what I'm saying? We're getting into Russian. Start off April. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be talking about Russian, y'all. You're fucking right. Fucking everybody's tongues up. Fucking right. Going into it. So let's get into a couple of beverages. How about that? That's always something good to learn about, right? All right. Yeah. Everybody wants to know when you go to the bar, you know what I'm saying, and you always hear that La Cerveza. Yeah, it's a beer, goddammit. I always knew that. La Cerveza. L-A space C-E-R-V-E-Z-A. La Cerveza. Cerveza. La Cerveza is a beer. All right. El Café is coffee. All right. I know y'all, most of y'all drink coffee out there, and you're wondering what a coffee house is. It's a coffee house. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever seen that before? Is it a coffee house? Yeah, it's a coffee house. You know what I'm saying? Now you know. Right. El chocolate caliente. Hot chocolate. Now, you gotta say all that? Hot chocolate. El chocolate caliente. E-L chocolate, goddammit. El, you know how to spell chocolate. There ain't no motherfucking different spelling. Caliente. C-L C-A-L-I-E-N-T-E. Caliente. El chocolate. Caliente. I mean, y'all couldn't say El Chocolata or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Switch everything up. You switch yes up to say C. No, well. No, yeah. No is de nada. You know what I'm saying? Switch everything up. But you can't switch up chocolate, goddammit. Ain't that a bit. Alright. El Chocolate. Caliente. La limonada. Lemonade. Some good old lemonade. You sell that down here in Florida. Gotta make sure it's lemonade, though. You know what I'm saying? Some kids be playing pranks and shit. You know what I'm saying? Them fly-by-night lemonade stands. Yeah. La limonada. L-A space L-I-M-O-N-A-D-A. La limonada. Lemonade. La limonada. All right, keep on moving on. La leche. We covered this one in the last one. Good old milk. La breast leche. You know what I'm saying? It's the best milk out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm just bullshitting, man, because some of y'all ladies out there, your shit's dried up. You know what I'm saying? Like fucking raisins, man. There ain't nothing coming out the motherfuckers no more. But all you voluptuous women out there that's still producing, hey, you can get loose with me. You know what I'm saying? This is a two-man army in the background. That's all I'm saying. Moving on. To the language. La leche. L-A-L-E-C-H-E. La leche. All right. Damn, orange juice. You got to say all this for orange juice. El jugo de naranja. El jugo de naranja. Orange juice. All that for orange juice. E-L-J-U-G-O-D-E. Oh, wait, I mean E-L space J-U-G-O space D-E space N-A-R-A-N-J-A. N-A-R-A-N-J-A. Because some people would be like, well, hey, that's all one word. No, space is in between. El Hugo de Naranja. Orange juice. If I got to say all that, shit, probably won't be asking for orange juice. Damn. Soda. Good old soda. Pop, or whatever y'all might want to call it out there, you know what I'm saying? Is a El Refresco. If you go to the supermarket, as a matter of fact, you'll see that on the some of the cans. El Refresco. Mm-hmm. Yeah, soda pop. El Refresco. I guess that's supposed to be refreshment, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck is refreshment then? E-L space R-E-F-R-E-S-C-O. El Refresco. You got to roll that tongue, people. If not, you're going to be El Refresco. Yeah, let me get some of that El Refresco. Sir, it's El Refresco. Well, motherfucker, give me that, too. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that shit. El Fresco, shit. Refresco, I don't give a damn. Give me some soda, shit. You know what I'm saying? You know this El Dinero, if you got now want this El Moneo, you will motherfucker give me an El Soda Popo. Shit, that's how I be. You know, they probably kick me out of goddamn Spain anyway. Shit, get your ass out of here. El Té. Is that right? El Té. El Té is T. El Té. E-L space T-E. With the little accent mark. El Té. El Té. T. Yeah, alright. The fuck hell. And good old El Agua, which we always say anyway. Give me some agua, man. You know what I'm saying? We don't even say water. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker be like, hey, man, give me some agua. We talk Spanish every fucking day, really. If you think about it. Speaking somebody else's shit already. Hey, on break, give me some El Agua. Mi amigo. Popo Boro. C. Bueno. You know what I'm saying? All that good shit. El Agua. E-L space A-G-U-A. El Agua. All right, and last but not least, it's some good old shit that's good for you. It's wine, y'all. El vino. Pasta vino. Vino del Grisio. You know what I'm saying? Which is what would be wine of some shit. I don't know. We'll figure that out in one of them languages. Vino del Grisio. Anybody know that? Go ahead and throw it up in the on the bridge, and I'll translate that for everybody to the world. And I mean the world. All right. El vino is wine. El vino. All right. And we're going to flip right back through them real quick. You know what I'm saying? Real quick. Starting off, we have, what we got? What's the first one? Oh, we done. All right. Fuck it. We get back into it, man. Beverages, you know what I'm saying, is going down. Next week, next Tuesday, come back and learn about some beverages and all that shit. And that will do it for your Let's Learn a Language Tuesday. El Español Corso. Yeah, that's not good. OJ. Uh-oh. Oh, shit. I'm lost. I'm trying to read the bridge and I'm lost, people. I'm lost. I'm fucking lost. All right, check this out. We got tres minutos to El Showo. And that's Let's Learn a Language Tuesday going down each and every Tuesday right here, man. on the Starship Smelly Prize, a.k.a. Wrecking the Game Radio. You know what I'm saying? With your homeboy. Captain Smells So Good. Doing it real big, man. And I don't know. I didn't see a link drop for the 186 Deuce show. So I don't think we got a show coming up, motherfucker flipper. But, you know, we'll still be holding it down, man. Y'all check them out. 186.deuce on your nightly dial. We're holding it down day and night. Like I say, once again, Kid Cudi style. You know what I'm saying? Day and night. And that's how we do it. Getting up out the building, man. Want to give special blessings and shouts out to Heavenly Angel. Side nine, Easy Rider. Make sure y'all check out Easy Rider, www.bid66.com, man. Go and place your fucking, place your goddamn bids, man. Got penny bidding. You don't even see no penny biddings on the motherfucking website. I think that's the first fucking penny bidding I see. eBay and all these other jacked up motherfuckers have all this other kind of shit in between. But you got penny bidding going down, www.bid66.com. Log in, leave a comment, and tell them goddamn Smells So Good sent you for a fucking 1 cent discount. Yeah. We're getting out the building, y'all, day and night up at this motherfucker, man. Peace. Like, thank y'all for coming through, man. And enjoy yourself, man. We'll be back tomorrow for what the fuck ever Wednesday, because I don't know what the hell it's going to be. But we're going to be doing that, too. Make sure you hit me up, 347-237-5125. 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Saturday, man. And I will be back. I had a death in the family this past weekend. But, yeah, it's all good. Everything, people got the past. You know what I'm saying? Get your fuck ass off of this earth. On to a better place, man, because we all got to go. So R.I.P. to them. You know what I'm saying? Don't you know? Peace out. Oh, shout out DJ Party Time and John. First but surely finish last, finish last, we do got a show, goddammit. Late breaking news, late breaking news. BlogTalkRadio.com/186Deuce. Sign the bill Tuesday. This is Sign the Bill Tuesday. Bring your ass on over to 186Deuce. Sign the Bill Tuesday. It's going down real big. Hang out with San Jose, California's own Goof and Boo. Peace. Peace. Out, 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 out.
At night. At night. at night. At night.